You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Niu Honglin, and Ryan Price. Coming up next, new stats show that Chinese women spend more than ever on underwear. But at the same time, we are complaining. Shopping for underwear or lingerie sucks. Why is it? Stay tuned.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
Hello, we're back. Now let's move on to my favorite topic of the day. And I see Ryan cannot wait. Ryan,
oh, yeah.
I will direct it to you immediately.
Oh, okay, good. Well, let's talk about the facts. First of all, there's two things here. Lingerie and underwear, right?
Yes.
And there's a difference between those. And I feel, you know what, no one better actually can describe those differences than you, Hyung. Do tell me, in your mind, the difference between lingerie and underwear.
Oh, actually, it's quite simple. A lingerie is definitely a piece of underwear, but it is fancier. Usually it comes with a heftier price tag. And underwear is just undergarments, and it's more of a generic term. Often it is a lot more economical. And what we're talking about today is that apparently high-end lingerie sales are outpacing China's generally downbeat luxury market. And there is like heating up competition between international standards and local rivals that are looking to go to this upmarket area. And yeah, for ladies, it's a bit of a paradox. On the one hand, we're spending more. On the other hand, we're complaining that the purchasing experience and the whole thing altogether kind of sucks.
Well, right. So, you know, the reason why I asked you to define the two is because, according to Mintel Group, U.S. brand Victoria's Secret has opened more stores in companies including Italy's ultra-luxury La Perla and Germany's Triumph are adding stores to the $18 billion industry lingerie market, specifically here in China. That's doubled in 5 years. So people are really buying underwear, apparently. And the thing is, I don't think they're just buying underwear, but they're buying lingerie. And the difference is that seduction aspect of it. It's underwear to be sexy, right?
Ooh, yeah, that's a pretty good way to define it, I guess. Yes, there is one notion from the guys that think that, you know, it's sort of dressing up to please your lover. But I think there's more to it.
Yeah.
I think when you're dressing in nice lingerie or just nice underwear, fancy stuff that girls like, you know, with the laces and things, it makes you feel confident. It makes you feel sensual. And it doesn't have to always have to do with some guy.
But what part, I mean, like, let's look at the average amount of money. Do you think, like, women are going to Victoria's Secret to just buy everyday use underwear? Probably not. There's a lot of wear and tear that happens probably on that underwear. When they go, they're probably, and I know in the U.S., many guys do go with their girlfriends because they want their boyfriend's opinion. And I see no problem in that. It's because the two people that are going to be looking at them and, you know, whatever about them, those two people want to have a say in it, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that either, but Niu Honglin, what do you think?
Well, I'm trying to not jump in, but it's like, this is not the kind of conversation people usually have.
Really?
About. And
let's be friends. Let's talk about our deepest desires.
I can only assume that those couples that do not want to purchase the lingerie together, it is possible that the girl is trying to surprise her boyfriend. It is possible that she's just buying it for her, like you said. It makes her happy. It's maybe you like it, maybe you don't like it. I don't care. I think I look good in it. It's like everyday clothes. It's the same thing. Don't make such a distinguish just because it's underwear. And maybe it is possible that the guy is shy. He doesn't want to step into such store. There's so many possibilities.
Interesting.
I will say that in the research we've done, guys, you know, La Perla, I've never heard of this lingerie store, but
it's
apparently
really
it's
nice,
a big one.
Really fancy.
I'm a big fan of Victoria's Secret. I think they're cool. Anyways, around 2,000 yuan is how much one of their bras was priced at, and that's apparently normal. So $300. Ladies, I feel for you. And you know what? If you're shopping at these stores for your guys, you need to be pulling money out of their pockets too, because this is just as much involving them and, you know, making it's good for your sex life in general. And so make them have a say. Make them at least fork over some of this cash, because $300, dang.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Okay, I like the last part of the argument. The guy should totally be involved in paying for that. But there's also this other side that, as a woman, I'm going to share with the world today. That is, girls, it is so important to get the right piece of underwear or lingerie. Because, okay, here is a problem, actually, because a lot of Chinese girls, you don't know what fits you well. You don't know, you might not even know what your correct size is. And here, I want to talk to, I know a lot of our listeners are young, and you should definitely go into one of the brick and mortar stores that sell lingerie or underwear and have a professional help you. Although that professional could be a dama sometimes. So a middle-aged lady, and she can be very overly friendly sometimes, intrusive maybe, but you need her help. So figure out your right size and it will help you in life. And you feel so confident and your posture is improved. So
hear.
Go for it, ladies. Yeah, that's all for today's show. I can't believe time has just went so quickly. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you can find us at Easy FM Roundtable every day. Bye!